Shalom and good morning. We continue to work through the scripture verse by verse, word by word, by the will of God. It has been a joyful journey to understand the book of Romans from chapter 1 all the way to chapter 16. We have seen Paul talking about what the gospel is by the mercies of God. And now he continues to urge the Romans to give themselves, to give their bodies to God, to give themselves for the ministry, to give themselves to the service of God. He encouraged them, he urged them. He implored them that they should come up to minister or to work for God or to show that they appreciate the mercies of God. Taking an analogy of the two brothers in the book of Luke 15, that has been the way we have been reading the book of Romans. We bring in the two brothers to see how their life was when the father invited them in the tables. So in chapter 15, we discovered that Paul gave himself as an example. He said, "I am an example. I am asking you to give yourself to the ministry of others. I have given myself, and this is my example." Of course, he say, "We who are of strong faith." So he put themselves there. He also gave an example of Jesus as the one who came to from heaven just to give himself to us. Chapter 16 is a very unique one because Paul now is as he speaks to church in Romans or in Rome, he mentioned very many people, more than 20 people whom Paul had worked with elsewhere, who had actually labored together with him. And so we are looking at Paul's co-workers, the Gentiles. He's not only in his urging this Roman church. He pointed out a few of the people from the Roman church who had previously worked with Paul. So in this session, chapter 16, verses 1 to 16, Paul gives his personal greetings and appreciation to special people who labored with him. Paul knew these people very closely by the description he gives. He gave to each of them. Though Paul had not been to the church in Rome, this list shows that he knew so many people whom he had met elsewhere in the ministry. This tells us why Paul would be so courageous to ask them to support him in the ministry beyond Rome to Spain. And this one challenges to ask who are our close inner circles in the ministry. It shows that Paul had a strong leadership. We appreciate Paul's leadership. We can see the way he was able to align the ministry when he was calling people to work. We see his vision, what he wanted them to do. And you also see how he was able to talk about the provisions, all the resources they need to work. He said they are there. Then we also saw how Paul was able to do very good supervision. And finally, he was also able to talk about how to deal with division. So these are the four main leadership alignment that we see in Paul as he called to them to work, as he guided the church, as he guided believers to work beyond borders. He talked about those four. We call them principle of alignment. And the principle of alignment, I say, it is made up of four. One, vision. Two, provision. Three, supervision. Number four, avoiding division or division. These are the four things that Paul has been talking about here. And so we look at how Paul knew his friends. Paul also talked about, the trust, how he trusted his friends. He knew them by their names. He commended them. Let's listen to some of the words that Paul would use to show that he knew these people very well. As he was giving them the vision to support the ministry beyond, he spoke very well of each one of them. This is a person who knew this person. I commend to you our sister Phoebe. You know, he talked about that I'm giving you our sister Phoebe. That means he had met with Phoebe. He had met with Phoebe somewhere. And he says he's a deacon of the church in Centria. So Paul knew that she was a deacon. Ladies, you can be a deacon. And he was a deacon in the church of Centria. I ask you to receive her in the Lord in a way worthy of his people and to give her any help she may need from you. For she has been the benefactor of many, including me. It is most likely that Phoebe is the sister who brought this letter to the Romans. Most likely is the one who came and said, once she come here, I'm sending you a deacon. She's a deacon who have given herself. Remember, Paul is encouraging them to become servants or to serve. But now he's saying, I'm sending you a servant woman. This is a deacon. And this deacon has served very well. She received her very well. And start ministering to her. Give her whatever she needs. And isn't that enough for Paul to urge the Romans to work by sending someone who is also working? I think that is good. Then he talked about the second category. I greet Priscilla and Aquila, my co-workers in Christ Jesus. They risked their lives for me, not only I, but all the churches of the Greeks are grateful to them. Greet also the church that meets at their house. You see, Paul now talks about a couple. After talking about Phoebe, who brought the letter, now Paul talked about a couple who were in Rome. They were chased away from Rome, you remember in the book of Acts, because the emperor said that every Jew must be chased away from the city, Italy. So they were chased. They met Paul in Corinth somewhere. They became friends and they worked together. But while they were there, Paul says something that we do not know. He said to show that they were servants, they risked their lives for me. Isn't that ministry? Wouldn't that be able to give encouragement to people to work? Talking to this couple who ran away or who were chased away from the city and they came to Paul, they risked their life for Paul. Not only for Paul, Paul says for many, even for many in the churches of Gentiles, they risked their lives. But he also says that the church in the Gentiles, the Corinthians, are very grateful because of them. Wouldn't this be enough encouragement to make you work or to give your body a living sacrifice, giving yourself to serve your government, to serve other people? I think it would. Then he continued and say, I greet also the church that meets in her home, at their home. So in this couple, when they came back to Rome, because they did not remain out there, They came back to serve the Romans. They were among the people. They were saying there is an example right here. But they have already started a home church. Greet that home church. Greet my dear friend Epanetas, who was the first convert to Christ in province of Asia. So Paul is now talking about the many people that he met in the province of Asia. It is good to keep a record of the people that you have been together. It's also good to know what you can speak about. You appreciate them. So there are three things that Paul is doing in all the lists. I cannot be able to go through every of it, but I'll just say that three things stands out. Number one, he was talking about you have to greet them. It's about that you welcome them. It shows that in this fellowship, Paul knew the principle of welcoming. As he speaks to each to the church at Rome, he is saying, welcome them. It's a principle of small churches or small fellowship. Welcome them. Another principle is not only welcoming, it's about witnessing. He knew how these people had witnessed. He is also speaking to them about witnessing. He talked about look at the way people witnessed to about Christ. Witness is to speak about what they had already encountered Christ. They are giving their own testimony. So he talked about witness as he encouraged others to witness. Then he talked about the third W. You see, we are talking about the three or four principles about the ministry. And one of them we have talked about is the welcome. Paul says welcome them. The other one is about the witnessed, or they are coming to witness, or you need to witness. Number four, he also talked about the welfare. Paul said, these people, they looked after me. They looked after the churches. They were caring after the needs of the people. You know, those that were sick, some of them, they were risking their lives for Paul and others. Some of them were being, you know, they came to all the team members that needed to be there. Not only, you know, welcoming, not only witnessing, not only welfare, they also talked about something to do with the keeping of records. It's called worksheet. Paul kept records, very good records. Look, he knew them by names and by what they have done. That's what we call it, worksheet. We have been encouraging, a cell church to keep records called worksheet. Look at Paul. Look at verse 6. Greet Mary, who worked very hard with you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my fellow Jews, who have been in prison with me. He knew. These are keeping records. They are outstanding among apostles, and they were in Christ. They were in Christ before I was. This is a record. Greet Ampriatus, my dear friends in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our co-workers in Christ, my dear sister Stache. Greet Apelles, those whose fidelity to Christ has stood the test. Greet those who belong to the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodians and my fellow Jews. Greet those in the household of Narcissus, who are in the Lord. Greet Travenas and Trafosas, those women who work hard in the Lord. Greet my dear friends, Persis, another woman who has worked very hard in the Lord. Greet Luvas, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who has been a mother to me too. Greet Aristocritus, Philagos, Hermas, Patrobas, Hermas, and another brother and other brothers and sisters with them. Greet Philologus, Julia, Nessus, and his sister, and Omprifarus, and all the Lord's people who are with them. Greet one another with the holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you. Now, I want to finish up that Paul knew the principles of the cell group. He knew the welcoming. He knew the witnessing. He knew the what we call the welfare, keeping the welfare. He knew about the worksheet, keeping the records. He knew what we call, the welfare, how people they fought about it. They all start with W. But above all, I want to finish up with this. Paul was not against women being in the ministry. Let me put it very well. Paul mentioned more women, or very many women. One third of the people he mentioned were women and sisters and mothers, ladies, showing how he worked with them. People he knew in person. And some of them he mentioned how they worked with Paul. This tells you that as many people have always said, Paul was not against women. Paul worked with women. Some of them were deacons. It would be good to know how to read the Bible in context. Some of the difficult passage of the Bible that you have not understood does not mean that Paul was against women. Here he mentioned more than 10, and all the way he worked with them. In fact, the one who had brought the letter was a woman. So let's appreciate women in the ministry. We appreciate workers in the ministry. We appreciate mothers in the ministry, our young sisters and our old sisters. And we respect women even in the ministry. And they are all called to be part of co-workers to take the gospel beyond the boundaries. Father, help us to appreciate those that we work together with and to remember them and to ask others to honor them and to give them respect. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.